Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And our top local story on News Radio WBBM. At this hour, Chicago aldermen are meeting for a virtual discussion of a controversial program that allows police officers to be assigned to some schools. The story from WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Alderman Roderick Sawyer is sponsor, along with other Progressive Caucus colleagues, of an ordinance that would end the school resource officer program, a program he says originally was designed to keep students inside the schools safe.
It's come to our realization that far too often the officers are disciplining or taking the place of the disciplinarians in our respective schools, and that's just not right.
Proposed new rules would keep the officers from being involved in school discipline, but pediatrician Rebecca Fenton told reporters those schools do not feel safe to the kids.
Schools cannot be a place of true safety when students are required to interact with the same agents that have targeted their neighborhoods or killed unarmed Black youth in their city.
The city council is very divided on this issue. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago is cracking down on bars and restaurants over the holiday weekend. The move comes following last weekend's widespread disregard for public health guidelines.
Investigators from the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection will be issuing fines up to $10,000 for businesses that fail to follow Phase 4's health guidelines. That includes maintaining a 25% capacity, managing lines outside, and ending alcohol service by 11 p.m. Since Phase 3 began in early June, the department received more than 700 complaints and issued 59 warnings, along with 9 citations. Rachel Pearson, News Radio 105.9 FM.
People who attended one of two protests in far northwest suburban McHenry last Saturday afternoon are being urged to get tested for coronavirus. Health officials say a demonstrator who took part later tested positive. There were two separate protests that day, one in support of Black Lives Matter, the other in support of police. A report by the Chicago-based Shriver Center on Poverty Law is underscoring the issue of toxic waste and its impact on public housing.
The report called Poisonous Homes says a confluence of historic policies and practices have encouraged the construction of federally assisted housing in areas of environmental contamination and have enabled the polluting industry to be built near existing low-income housing. It notes residents are kept in the dark and toxic sites are slow to be cleaned up. The Altgeld Gardens and Trumbull Park developments on the south side are singled out, as well as the West Calumet development across the border in East Chicago. The report says government agencies need to do a better job. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A video has recently surfaced from an incident in January involving the death of a man while he was in Joliet police custody. CBS 2 reports the video shows officers hitting a handcuffed Eric Lurie and putting a police baton into his mouth. Lurie later died. Sergeant Javier Escueda, a 27-year veteran of the Joliet Police Department, explains why he wanted to review the video.
I was made aware of this video and was told involved a recruit that I am the FTO sergeant for. So on reviewing the video, I wanted to make sure there was no foul play involving my recruit officer or his field training officer.
Joliet Mayor Bob Odenkirk says he's asking the Illinois Attorney General for an independent investigation into the incident. Earlier this week, community activists announced the offering of peace grants for up to $5,000 for positive events to be held during the upcoming 4th of July weekend, and one organizer says the response has been overwhelming.
My Block, My Hood, My City founder Jamal Cole announced the peace grants on Monday, hoping to encourage events that would fill Chicago neighborhoods with the presence of positivity over a weekend that historically sees a spike in violent crime each year.
It's going to be a simple act, but it's going to be a ripple. But if everybody in the city makes their own ripple on their own block, we can create a wave of change and there'd be less violence. So things won't change until we change, and things ain't never going to get better until we get better. And that's my philosophy.
The application deadline has been reached, and now Cole and others will sift through over 400 applications for events. Most will be approved, with many asking for grants from $5 to $2,500. In all, $80,000 in peace grants are expected to be dispersed citywide. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.